You excited to review Demon Slayer today?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Keep boosting G!
Hey guys, my name is Thomas.
My name is Ian, and today we're reviewing Demon Slayer Infinity Castle.
So, Infinity Castle is the first of three movies that highlights the end of Demon Slayer, which shows Tanjiro Kamado as his sister was turned into a demon by the progenitor of all demons, Muzan Kibutsuji. He's on a quest to kill him and all demons, therefore. And so, this movie, all the Hashira from the show, they are thrown into the Infinity Castle, which is the stronghold of all the demons. So the Hashira, Tanjiro, and all of his allies, they are on a one-night quest to kill all the demons. And Ian, this movie starts out with a bang.
It really does start off with a bang. I mean, it leaves off right where the anime cut off, which was great for me because I just finished watching the last episode right before I hopped in the car to go to the theater. And I mean, you're hooked. You're hooked from the instant that it starts. I mean, finally having the Demon Slayers inside the Infinity Castle is just so exciting, and you get thrown straight into the action with Shinobu finding Upper Two down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, you read the manga before we had seen the movie, so you knew everything that was going to happen. But as someone who hadn't known, that was an absolutely shocking scene. Where
spoiler alert, if you haven't caught up on Demon Slayer, definitely click off of it by now. But yeah, I mean, you told me after we watched the movie, Shinobu's death was a absolutely shocking moment for you because you were like, oh, it's against Doma Upper Two, who killed her older sister prior, so of course she's gonna have a revenge moment. But no, that just didn't work out for her.
No, that was a complete subversion of like the shonen tropes, which I really enjoyed. It was sad to see her go, one of the second Hashira to bite the dust, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But definitely not the last.
I mean. And then I was going to go to the next fight. I mean, Zenitsu, who infamously throughout the show has been this comedy relief, wimpy, and also like pseudo like pervert for Tanjiro's sister Nezuko. Not really, but he just has like a crush, which is played up.
I wouldn't even say pseudo.
No? Okay. Well, anyways, Zenitsu gets his fight. And as you learn in Hashira Training, which is the arc that precedes Infinity Castle, Zenitsu receives a letter, and it's unknown of what the contents of that letter are. But you see that he's locked in, and once they are all falling into the Infinity Castle, Zenitsu is locked in. He's not his timid self. He opens his eyes. He looks locked in, and he tracks down Kaigaku, who, Ian?
This part was so awesome. As someone who really hated Zenitsu the whole show and every time he was on screen, even when he was asleep, it was a groan from me. Because, like, if you're going to have this character who's annoying all the time, and the only time he's not annoying, he's in his sleep, like, you don't win. You don't get away with that for me. But in this movie, he was awake, and he had an amazing fight against his brother who had been turned into a demon, which was very, very high stakes, very emotional for him, and his poor grandfather who...
Do you want to just clarify? It's not his brother by blood. It's like his brother by training and his grandfather by training, but same kind of bond.
You know,
bond,
I didn't know that.
Well, the more you learn. I mean, you're not even caught up, so I mean, you're learning more.
So how would I know?
But I just think that fight was amazing because Zenitsu finally gets a cool moment, especially when he's awake. He creates his own form of thunder breathing. For those who don't know, Zenitsu, he can only use the first form of all six forms of thunder breathing, which, you know, goes hand in hand with his wimpy, timid, you know, useless kind of state. But the fact that he can create his own form to defeat an upper rank demon, which is among the most powerful in the entire series, it just goes to show that even like wimpy characters can have a cool moment.
I just want to say, especially this moment that made it extra awesome for me, was the soundtrack.
Oh,
the soundtrack in this movie is so incredible to the point where like it's not like anything else in the entire show. The show has a great soundtrack, but I don't think it holds a candle to some of these tracks that are in this movie.
Like for Zenitsu specifically, there was a sweet little like electric guitar sounding thing with like a little bit of a synth going on, but they had these sweet guitar licks the entire time. And especially when we get to the main fight of this movie, which is Giyu Tomioka and Tanjiro Kamado versus Upper Three Akaza. Do you want to provide a little bit of like background for this fight and what stakes are for Tanjiro especially?
So in the second arc, for those who don't know, one of the Hashira, the Flame Hashira, what's his name?
Rengoku.
What's his first name?
Kyojuro.
Kyojuro Rengoku. He got punched through his entire body and died in a very heart-wrenching scene where I really thought he was going to pull it out in the end to kill Akaza, but he didn't, and he died in front of me, and it really soured me.
But Tanjiro and Giyu, who has been kind of his mentor figure the entire series for Tanjiro, you know, kind of somewhat.
In a way.
But, you know, they run into Akaza, who's Upper Three, and it brings back all these bad memories for Tanjiro because he saw Rengoku as maybe his first mentor, who died right in front of him when he was still, you know, He was still a greenhorn of a Demon Slayer.
Yeah, he was like, it was like his second mission ever,
and
kind of.
It pretty much was. I mean, and, you know, so the stakes are there for Tanjiro and the fact that he's to avenge his fallen comrade, Kyojuro. And this fight takes forever. Not in a bad way at all.
I completely agree. Especially as someone who didn't know what was going to happen. This fight basically takes place from, like, 30 minutes into the movie until the movie ends.
And by the way, this movie is 2.5 hours, so do the math, guys.
But it's broken up. Like, Zenitsu's fight happens in there. But honestly, what I keep going back to in my head about this movie is Akaza's flashback.
And oh, my gosh.
Something about this show that's really great is that the demons, when they're turned into demons from humans, they don't remember their human past. But as they come closer to death, they start remembering it. And Akaza had this, like, beautiful story about how he was basically like a street urchin who was like, and his dad died of some illness, and he just was like on a super bad path, and he was able to fix himself, and he started running this dojo and helping this other girl who had an illness, and he was walking the straight and narrow, but they got poisoned by a rival dojo, and that just hit me. Like, I don't know, it was just so great.
And then Muzan Kibutsuji, he approaches Akaza after he kills all these dojo members, and, you know, at least I interpreted this, when Muzan turns him into a demon by punching him through the head. So, mm-hmm. as a human, you should be dead. Like, no, Akaza somehow was able to say it doesn't matter to me. It's like, you do whatever. But, you know, I mean, it just shows that he just wanted death in that moment, but he didn't. And the fact that Tanjiro helped him, you know, release that demon inside of him and return to who he was. It just
absolutely the best part of this movie.
We spent far too long talking about Demon Slayer.
Wait, please let me say this part.
Oh, yes.
The best part about this movie is that they don't slay the demon. He because he's found peace finally and he gets to move on. That's mm-hmm. the best part. Sorry.
Oh, okay. And I wanted to ask you one more thing. Because you haven't read the manga, you don't know what's coming up next. Can I just get like 2-3 quick predictions for the next movie?
In the next movie, here is what's going to happen. The Wind Hashira is going to team up with his little brother, and his little brother is going to die. This is going to happen. He's going to hold his arms. He's going to be like, no. There's going to be 2 Hashira that die. I'm not sure who exactly. I'd put my money on... I can't think of any of them. But if I had my way, it'd be the snake one. Okay, what do you give this movie out of 10?
I would give this movie a 9 out of 10. The only thing that really dragged for me was the pacing in the beginning of this movie. But, I mean, this movie deserved to be 2.5 hours long. I think every second of it was used effectively, besides, you know, the slight pacing issues in the first 30, 45 minutes. How about you?
I agree. I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10. I think that there are some pacing issues, but I think a lot of it would be fixed if you aren't sitting in the movie theater forced to watch this. When this comes out as an arc in the episodes and the movies are split up into episodes, I think this will be a phenomenal watch.
Absolutely.
Easy 10.
Well, that's all we got to talk to you guys about. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Infinity Castle Part 1, Akaza's Return. We'll see you guys later. Editor, play the theme song.